Good morning.
Good morning.
Take them on a short trip.
A baby buggy.
And what do you do with them in that?
Wheel them.
Went upstairs for a while.
All right.
Does this bother?
No. She has a typewriter upstairs.
Oh.
She's trying to learn to type.
That's a good thing to do. I never learned to type. I went to college, and I saw that I could squeeze in an extra hour, so I elected typing, of all things. And I thought it was going to kill me, because I got 1 hour's credit, which meant 1 hour a week I'd go to class, but about 10 hours a week I'd be up in the room, typing away.
Well, I have to, what's called a hot peck.
That's what I used to do, and then they taught me how to use my fingers.
Yes.
Now, let's see, your sister's boy would be called your...
Nephew.
And, let's see, a little baby whose parents are dead.
An orphan.
Would you call an orphan a little baby who has both parents dead, or just one parent dead?
I think if the orphan is a baby or a child and has both parents dead. Mm-hmm. Just the one, the baby, wouldn't be designated as an orphan. I don't think
I'd make that distinction either.
No.
To be both. And sometimes with orphans, they designate someone by law to take care of them, and we would say that person would be his...
You mean his foster father or mother?
Well, let's say that he didn't really adopt the child. He just...
let's say it'd be his... What word do I want to use there?
Someone who takes care of him and looks out for him and guards him.
Guardian.
And let's see, if this child had some aunts and uncles and cousins, we'd say that these people were the child's
relatives.
Now, do you have any special term that you use for men, a fellow, chum, old boy?
Well, I don't know. I don't think so. Only chum. You take two fellows that are practically together all the time, they're chums. But otherwise, I don't know what word you would use in a place like that.
I don't really know how to ask this question. I have an uncle who, is particularly prominent in his speech, but a lot of people in the state say, old boy. I was downtown, I bumped into this old boy, and we...
Yeah, well, that's I think more of a slang expression.
Huh?
It's not... what I would call dirty slang, but every once in a while you hear somebody say, talking about somebody they know very well, and something that he has done, and say, well, that old boy is so-and-so.
Mm-hmm.
He's got so-and-so, and he went down here and done so-and-so.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that would be kind of a slight slang expression.
Mm-hmm. He uses it all the time. It's just part of his vocabulary.
Yes.
I don't think he'd use anything else.
Well, now...
My father-in-law sometimes uses it. My mother-in-law gets after him.
Lots of times they'll call him the old man.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
he'd use this, though. He's 72, 73, but he went downtown and he just met someone who was 35, and it's still be an old boy.
Yeah. Yes, that's just a common expression.
Let's see, how about some girls' names?